discussion. The first Tosfos, what is it? Is it Erev Tzachim or is it Arvein Tzachim? Says Tosfos, Erev Tzachim, Igasin and Arvein Nichah. Arvei Pesachim, it's smichus in plural. The eve, the Passover eves. The eves of Passovers. It means, Erev Pesach this year, Erev Pesach next year. That's what it means. Also, you say Sus. Another possible pshat is Nicha. The Garcian Erev, Hochikama. Erev Sheshochtin Bo Pesachim. Or Harbe Pesachim. It's an eve during which many Korban Pesachs are shechted. Inami, the eve, the Passover eves, the eves of Passovers. It means, Erev Pesach this year, Erev Pesach next year. That's what it means. Also, you say Sus. Another possible pshat is Nicha. The Garcian Erev, Hochikama. Erev Sheshochtin Bo Pesachim. Or Harbe Pesachim. It's an eve during which many Korban Pesachs are shechted. Inami, Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. Erev Pesachim could also be interpreted as the Erev of the two Pesachim. There are two Pesachim, you know. It's Pesach Rishon and it's Pesach Sheni. Pesach, what is Pesach? Let's review. What is Pesach Sheni? Those are not familiar with the Pesukim of Chumash. Pesach Sheni means the first that cannot be Makar the Korban Pesach in its proper time, which is the 14th day of Nisan. Why? Because he's Tamei of Ederech Rechoka. He's ritually impure, always too far away. Then he has an opportunity to touch what we call Tashlumin to make up for it on the 14th day of the month of Iyar, a month later. It's called Pesach Sheni. Pesach, no tachas. So everyone knows Pesach, there's no tachas. That's correct. There's no tachas. Tushvat, yeah, there's some days that we have a minyan say tachas, which will make a big simchin, depending on what day of the week it's on. It's a Thursday this year? Wow, Tu B'Shvat Thursday, Pesach Sheni Thursday. It's unreal. Alright. So, Rabosai, we have to analyze a little bit what this means, but first we have to read the mission. Erev Arve Pesachim Samach L'Mincha L'Yochol Odom Asher Techshach. Says Rashi, Samach L'Mincha Kodem L'Mincha Ma'at. A little bit before Mincha. Now you notice this paragraph is also a Rashbam. The Rashbam is much more elaborate than Rashi. Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha says Rashbam, Mincha Ktana. There's two different Minchas here both sides. We discussed this a little bit for those who were here, the optional shirim. There's Mincha Gedola and there's Mincha Ktana. Mincha Gedola is what we call Shesho Sumachta, 6.5 hours into the day, or half an hour after noon. On the average day from 6 to 6, so Mincha Gedola, thank you. Mincha Gedola is at 12:30, half an hour after the midpoint of the day. What's Mincha Ketana? 3:30. Okay, 3:30 at Pesha Machsa, 9,000 to the day. That's Mincha Ketana. So Rashbam says over here, we're referring over here to Mincha Ketana. So Gemara Kuf Zayin discusses it, which Mincha are we talking about. And what's Samuch? Chatzi Shah. Rashi left Ma'at vague. The Rashbam is more specific. Chatzi Shah. What does Chatzi Shah mean? Chatzi Shah is a half an hour. So it's a half an hour before 12:30 or before 3:30. It's even 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock. We pass the three Rashbam at 3 o'clock. From 3 o'clock on, approximately, you may not eat something or other. We'll see soon what that is on Erev Pesach. How does Rashbam know all this? So Rashbam explains. That's called the Mincha Ketana. So you can't, from that point on, you cannot eat. What can't you eat? Doesn't say. Why can't you eat? Says Rashi and Rashbam. Both say the same thing. Rashbam just simply copied Rashi. Now this is very important, Rashi, very important. Rashi gives the reason why you are supposed to go hungry and not eat too much in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So you should be able to eat the matzah of shel mitzvah. What do you mean the matzah of shel mitzvah? It says in the Holy Torah, you have to have kazayas of matzah on Pesach night. You have to eat that the chatchila b'shem te'ovah, b'te'ovah, b'shem hidu mitzvah. What does the hidu mitzvah mean? Every mitzvah should be hidu. What does the hidu mean? Beautiful. How do you beautify matzah? Well, you know, paint it with paint. What beautifies matzah is the fact that you have the matzah with great pleasure. You enjoy, you have special love for the mitzvah of matzah. How do you do that? Simple. Starve yourself out. If you're starved, you're famished, when it comes to that crispy, crunchy kazayas of matzah, you really have a great deal of hanah from it. So then, that's considered to be in a category of hidur mitzvah. So Rashi Rashbam both say that the reason why you're not supposed to eat in the Erev Pesach in the late afternoon is in order to be able to enjoy the kazayas matzah and have a great deal of hanah from it. Okay, everyone have it with me? Straight? You got it? Okay. Tosfos. Lo yochal adam. There was, aside from the Tosfos we just read, Erev Pesach, there were three additional Tosfos just on this first line. And each one's important. Lo yochal adam says Tosfos pirish afilu hispalel. Side point. You already daven mincha. You didn't daven mincha, you're not supposed to eat. Of course, we belittle that nowadays because, you know, we remind ourselves we daven with a minion, but it's quoted in the Gemara and Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat before davening mincha. Here, even if you daven mincha already, you still can't eat. Why? Mishum matzah. Kedamina b'gemara. That's the reason. It says, tos, the below is spalat filas mincha. I feel the b'shayim os hashana osur. Kedit nam perakama the Shabbos have testament bays. You can't eat before davening mincha. Now we belittle it for a reason. The Poskim say that it only applies to a Suda Gedola, major meal. The Machlokas today is in the Gemara and how to pass it in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we generally assume. And so you're just having a little bit of lunch or a little bit of dinner, it's a bit of Suda Ketana, doesn't apply. Suda Gedola does apply. Halacha Lamais, go to a Chasana, Bar Mitzvah, something of this nature. You should really daven before you wash. V'yam Toma, Uma Lo Yochal. We had a reference to this back at Afil Gimel, if you recall. What should he not eat? E matzah, afilu kodem namios. Could I mean if you shall make kol ha'ochel matzah there at Pesach? Kilu bol arus also bebeis chomer, which we discussed at great length a few months ago. You're not permitted to eat matzah before on Erev Pesach, even from the morning. Or at the very least from noon, and some say even the night before, if you recall the three sheikhs. Noon, maybe 10 o'clock with Rabbanan, etc. Even minitagima. What is minitagima? It's another question. Either it means cake, some say, or some say it means fruits and vegetables, meat and fish. If minitagima, how big a mar that kufzayin and beis? Abel metabel of minitagima. You made minitagima. So obviously the Mishnah does not refer to minitagima, because minitagima you made. And here the Mishnah says you may not eat. So what's it referring to? Can't be matzah. Obviously, you can't be chametz because you can't eat chametz at that hour, right? So you can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. Minitagim is takamuta. So what's prohibited? V'yesh lo ma da'ari b'matzah ashira. Lo asa b'yishalmi ala b'matzah real atz b'chol vaso. Then it's prohibited all day. V'ochol kon hazman. Ava matzah ashira sharia because you can't fulfill the mitzvah with it for on Pesach night. V'chein ha'inogam ein ha'tam. If you look at the Rosh, means when was inogam ein ha'tam? This year. Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. Rabbi Natan was knowing come Matzah Shira in the afternoon for Shalosh Shudas because he couldn't have Chometz, he couldn't have Matzah, and he had his Shalosh Shudas. But when he made sure to finish it, by what time? By Sabbath LeMincha. By 3 o'clock, Rabbi Natan was finished Shalosh Shudas. This is Gevaldik. Okay, is everything clear? Both sides. You have it straight. Okay. Let's now analyze that which we've learned so far. But let me first take attendance from Lutalmidim and see who they are. I have Shlomo Berg. Okay. I have Yaakov, who left his name out of the Madassi. Waldman, I know your name, but a modest man. I have Baruch Gopin. Is Baruch? Oh, you're Irish. I just came from Yerushalayim. I spoke there on Wednesday. Beautiful place. I have Yeshua Levine. I'm saying, also from Yerushalayim. Wow. Should have stayed. I have Yisrael Mayers. And I have Yisrael Lubitsky. Very good. Everyone else was here from before? Okay. peanut gallery can be quiet. All right. Question. If the Girsa is Erev Pesach and the Pshat is Erev Shoshoch Nebel Pesach, this seems to apply, famous Tzfas Emes, and I guess we see this if I would rather get it, that seems to apply that the reason for the Din of HaMishnah is because of the Korban Pesach. Erev Pesachim, you shouldn't eat in the afternoon, so you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach with Tayovah. If that's the case, it's a slight problem. The problem is, we no longer have a Korban Pesach. Unfortunately, but no Korban Pesach. And the question that becomes, that why should the Din of HaMishnah continue to apply? If the Girsa is Erev Pesach, which seems to apply that the reason for the Mishnah is Korban Pesach, so then Bizman Hazeh, we have no Korban Pesach, should this mitzvah apply, should this Easter apply or not? Let's take a look, if you will, in the Gemara Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We've got a better background.
It still brings out the problem in that Yudanasi codified the Mishnah after the Korban?
Correct.
No, it's not a problem because Tanayim lived before the Korban.
One second, relax. You have a question, yes. Oh, it's another question. Question, not a very good question. Isn't there a halacha that Korban Pesach is nechal al ha-sova? It's supposed to be eaten when you are somewhat full. So the chalal shouldn't be a problem of eating because of the Korban Pesach. Well, let's take a look at the Gemara now. Kuv Zayinam al-Alaf, the last two lines. Samach le-mincha. Ibarlu. Samach le-mincha gedola tana. Odilma samach le-mincha tana tana. I didn't discuss already before what the two minchas are. Okay? Samach le-mincha gedola tana mishim Pesach. But not, as you correctly pointed out, we're afraid you'll be too full. But for a different reason. Udilma osi le-mimshech. What are we afraid about? We're afraid they're going to forget, they're going to get involved in the meal, Rashi explains. But also the Nuim and the Mevet Pesach B'chlal. I think you'll be too full for the Korban Pesach. You'll be too preoccupied and you're going to forget about the Korban Pesach. That's a serious possibility. Odilmano. Samach l'mincha k'tanatna. Umishum matzah. What's the problem with matzah? Dilma osi l'michle l'matzah achila gasa. What are we worried about? He's going to eat the matzah achila gasa. Now, this is a serious problem. There's already a kash against Rashi and our mission. Rashi and Rashbam and our mission have both said that the reason for the mission is what? Te'avon hit a mitzvah, which is said in the chachila. Yet over here, the Gemara seems to imply the reason for it's a totally different one. Namely, Achshash, he won't even be yotzi b'di'evet. Achila gasa lav shmo achila. It's a much more serious possibility. So let's read the Rashbam Kuf Zayinam and Bey, the first Rashbam. Odil masamach l'mincha k'tana. Fa'ayna b'gmar tez shos, t'vitesha shos, u'machza abizman na'akrovas tovin, shol kol ha'shana. Achila gasa should be a problem even when it comes to Korban Pesach. If you eat when it's not, you're so satiated, you're so stuffed that the food is not considered to be in any way a normal eating process for you, and it's not considered achila at all. Says the Rashbam, the Afa Gavdu Nechal Al Asova. He knows about this. Rashi knows about Nechal Al Asova. But what he says, nevertheless, despite that fact, achila gasa mia eno achila. It's nothing. Allah sova, yes, but it's not even considered an achila. Uva kachem maziku, the chashina be avamatav memem and aleph. It's considered to be a mazik, not considered to be an ochel. Achila gasi is just causing damage. Ela mishum de legabe lechem havya achila gasa v'achila muetes. You know, the matzah is not so tasty. All you need is a little bit of food in your stomach and the matzah you don't appreciate anymore. Therefore, nokat matzah. That's why I mentioned matzah. But ena chinami, Josh Ramses in the first teretz, the same problem could exist by carbon pesa. Because if we're talking in the halachas of achila gasa, which is lav shma achila, it not only disqualifies the mitzvah of matzah, but also disqualifies the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesa. It's not called achila at all. That's teretz number one in Rashbam. Inami, second teretz. Revusa kama, an extra chiddush, shvachi kama. Odilva samach l'mincha k'tana. Va'afilu bizman d'leka Pesach. No more carbon Pesach. D'leka l'mecha sh'la'asiyosa v'l'achilosa. You're not going to bring the carbon, you're not going to eat the carbon. Nevertheless, v'shem achila asmatza mi'o'ika, t'lo levi achila gasa chashina. In other words, what Rashi's saying in the second teretz is, no. That as far as matza is concerned, you have to be fearful of achila gas. Ein achinami, when it comes to carbon pesach, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Because it's nechal al azova. He was telling you an extra chiddush that mincha ktana is a problem, even mizman the leka pesach. Why? Because of the matzah. The matzah is an achila gas situation. Okay, this is what the Rashbam said. What was the problem? Let's tell you what the terror is. The problem was that pesach is nechal achila al azova. So the first teretz was, you're right, we're discussing over here the possibility of achila gasa. Ala sova, yes, but achila gasa, no. Okay? So that's the case. So why is it mentioned over here that the prohibition could do to matzah, the Gemara says? O dilma samach l'mincha k'tanet na'mishum matzah. Dilma osir l'mincha matzah achila gasa. Frek Rashbam, what do you mean, the matzah achila gasa? Be the same problem you call Pesach Achila Gasa. Exactly the same problem. So the first answer in Rashbam is, you're right, it is the same problem. But, you know, you go to a steakia, right? And they give you lamb chops, it's very tasty. Even though you already maybe ate supper, you know, when you were in the yeshiva, they gave you some bread and tomatoes. And now you come to a steakia and they give you lamb chops, you somehow find room for it. It's hard to imagine an Achila Gasa like this. But if you went to the yeshiva and they gave you bread and tomatoes, now they come and you go to a restaurant, they serve you a matzah, no, that's going to be an achila gas. So according to the first teretz in Rashi, in Rashbam, there's no intrinsic distinction between one and the other. The only thing is the likelihood is different. The likelihood of achila gas is much greater when it comes to some dry cracker, which is not so appealing, as opposed to delicious lamb chops, which is very, very appealing. That's why I mentioned the Gemara mentions matzah, not carbon paste. That's the first test. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara there say?
What's there?
Is it due to carbon pesach, or is it due to matzah?
Right.
Conclude, it's not due to carbon pesach, it's due to matzah, the dafke, and only to matzah.
What's the question? What's your question?
We're trying to tie it to to carbon pesach.
What's the Gemara?
That's the smart science of this whole thing. No, the Gemara rejects that. Yes, is it
Korah Pesach
or is it
Matzah?
It's not.
Be patient.
Not.
We haven't rejected it yet. You're ahead of the game. You prepared too much in the Ma'amar Karmas. We're just up to the first two lines. Nothing's been rejected yet.
What's the
question? We haven't.
Be
patient.
What's the question?
I said to be patient. Then you'll find out what the question is. All right? Relax. Take it easy. Okay. So Rashbam's first teretz is the reason why the Gemara mentions Achila Gasa, the problem when it comes to matzah. And now with respect to carbon pesach. Because why? Because Achila Muetes makes an Achila Gasa with matzah, not carbon pesach. Inami, a second teretz mashbach. Revusa kama, achi kama. Odil v'samach l'mincha k'tanav, afilu b'zman d'leka pesach, d'leka l'mechash l'asiyos v'al achiloso. Hashem achilas matzah, mi ha'ikad lo avir Achila Gasa chashi, enoch inami. They could have said, carbon pesach is an equal problem of achila gasa, but they want to apply it to a case even bismanazeh. There is no carbon pesach. Afal pikein would be considered a problem of achila gasa because you're going to come to eat matzah achila gasa. That's why they mentioned matzah and left out carbon pesach. Two teruts in Rashbam to explain the gemara that kufzayin and the base. The reason why they mentioned matzah is because matzah applies forever. Whereas korban pesach only applies with matzah based on the mitzvah shayakayim. So you want to give a case which will last forever, so that's why I mentioned korban.
Why mentioned matzah. The other side, when they said they're giving two tzedakas, so one side is hilagasa and one side is
Vilma asa lem nuvi korban pesach.
So why don't you say Vilma asa lem nuvi mitzvah matzah?
I guess the reason is the answer is follows. No, that's true. But Dilma asa lem nuvi means that you're busy eating now for mincha gadol, you're going to forget about it for a few hours. I can forget about it for 12 hours. That's right. Now, hold on. So the Gemara has a whole discussion over here. And the Gemara concludes. Let's take a look at a few lines on the Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. This came from Rehov Agrippus, no? It's one of those big streets in Yerushalayim. Agrippus HaMelech Shu Rogi Lechol B'Teisha Shos Also Ayom Lo Yochol HaShetechsha. Says the Gemara. Yamed Mishtam HaSamach L'Mincha K'tana T'na High in the Revusid Agrippus. And the same as what's the special Revusa the Chiddush of Agrippus, we'll see soon. Eliyahu Tzavach the Minchah Gedolah Tzan. My Revusa the Agrippus. Chal Yisraelei Meikara. There's already a prohibition from 12:30 on to the Korban Pesach. If it's a question of Te'ovon, to understand that Agrippus is a little bit different than Hilchos Te'ovon. Because he had an unusual dietary habits. But if it's a matter of the Korban Pesach, which everybody, all Jews are prohibited from 12:30 and on, so we're going to have Hilchos Agrippus. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela samach mincha k'tana tznan, which implies what? That's because of what? As David just asked before. Because of what? Because of matzah. The Gemara seems to conclude two things. A, mincha means mincha k'tana, and B, the reason is matzah. So that's the same. Here's exactly your question, David. So why is saying the Mishnah k'tana testament base? Erev psochim, erev sheshoch the book harbe psochim, which implies that the reason behind our Mishnah. It's Korban Pesach. That's not true. The Gemara says at the end in the Maskana Kuf Zayin Amud Beis that the reason for our Mishnah is what? No, matzah, not Korban Pesach. So therefore, the gears of Erev Pesachim seems to be against the Beferish Gemara and of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. That's his kasha. So I thought the end was very pushing. Yes, you ever see these big ads? They're for identification purposes only. You ever see that expression? You know. He's a Rosh Shiva, this is Shiva. For identification purposes only, here too. Erev Pesachim. It's an Erev in which a chef many Korban Pesach. It doesn't mean to say that the reason for the Mishnah's prohibition is because of the Korban Pesach. No. The reason for the Mishnah's prohibition is because it's matzah. But it's just described as Erev Pesachim because it's a day before we chef many Pesachim. That's all. It doesn't mean it's because of the Korban Pesach. That's what the question doesn't even begin.
You can take,
yes.
If
it's
Vasemis, you can take asking him a little further. Why do you call the holiday Pesach? Today.
as a matter of fact, the Torah does not refer to the end of his Pesach, it refers to Hagamatz. It's a famous Bar Dishev of Oretz about that. Bar Dishev. You ever heard of Levi Yitzchak Bar Dishev? He was always the one who was trying to be Malamas Chusim, the Jewish people. Look at Kadosh Baruch when Am Yisrael, they refer to the end of two different ways. We refer to it as Pesach, and the Torah refers to it, Hashem talks about it as Chag HaMatzos. That's the reason it's for Sfelos. We are grateful to Hashem for making a miracle, for skipping over our homes when He saved the Jewish people. So we call it Pesach. Hashem Shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both of us said it was right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu always likes the Jewish people. He wants to know how great the Jewish people are. He calls it the Chag HaMatzos. Because we make money, we ran out. Even though we weren't able to really have a decent meal with us, isn't that the Gevaldik of Badisha of ours? Anyway, you wonder why we don't call that the Matzah? Because we call it after Kaddish Baruch, which is Pesach. Even though we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore nowadays, the name of the holiday colloquially remains the same. So let's go back to something which is more. Yes?
Could you give a different answer to this question? You say following the second teretz in the Rashbam, that really Matzah doesn't mean Matzah, Matzah means Matzah and Pesach, and they choose Matzah because it lasts forever.
Correct.
And And on the flip side, in the opposite case, Korban Pesach is allowed to also theoretically, if there was such a case where you would come to forget to eat matzah, also that would also be a chashash, but it's less likely, so they chose Korban Pesach to be the representative. The Gemara's maskan is that it's not a chashash that you won't be able to achil gasa matzah. It's a chashash of achil gasa on matzah and Korban Pesach, but they used matzah as the title phrase. So what our mission is doing is saying arvei psachim, psachim as one of the two categories.
Now I want to talk tachlis. I thought I was just sort of talking around the issue. I want to now talk tachlis. Yes.
I just
want
to know, why is the Gemara over here bringing a proof from Agrippa? Isn't there a Gemara in Bava Basra that Lama Bavam says that says that when someone does something, you shouldn't follow it unless you ask him, Rebbe, is this halacha l'maisa? So now if no one asks Agrippa, why are you doing this? So why is this Gemara bringing it so on? A lot of people did a lot of things.
Okay.
Maybe they did wrong. Maybe they did
that. That's a good question. Let's talk tachlis about that. Tachlis is Pesach Sheni. Now for talk halacha l'maisa. Pesach Sheni. Yes. Yeah, we'll try to answer it. We haven't forgotten about it. But I want to talk about Pesach Sheni. I have a question, Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the Sfasemas, again, he's very active on this Amos. He said he wants to argue on Tosfos. What does the chutzpah to argue on that? You're a Rebbe, I guess. The Ger Rebbe. He wants to argue against Tosfos. Why? Tosfos claimed Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. And the Sfasemas says, no. Erev Pesach Sheni, you may eat all you want right up until Shkia. How does he know? From the Gemara. Because the Gemara is at the very beginning. My area, Arve Pesachim. Why the limit of Pesachim? Afilu Arve Shabbos Tzviyamim Tovim Nami. Even in a plain Erev Shabbos and a plain Erev Yontif, there are restrictions to eat after 3 o'clock. So why is there a special halacha by Erev Pesach? That's the Gemara's kasha. Frek the Helga Gera Rebbe. If Tosis is right, what kind of kasha does the Gemara have? I'll tell you why they need a Mishnah. Not for Pesach Rishon. Oh no. Pesach Rishon, you don't need a Mishnah. Why not? Because it all happens to be an Erev Yontif too. But you need the Mishnah for what reason? No. Pesach Sheni. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the fact that Gemara is a kasha, what you need a Mishnah for is to derive from the din of every Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos that indicates that Erev Pesach Sheni is not included in the Mishnah. Because if it's included in the Mishnah, then the Gemara's kasha is no kasha. So based on this, he wants to argue on Tosfos. Erev Pesach Sheni, there are no restrictions. That's what he suggests. Wow. Why not? What does it say in the Torah? We have to get the Pesukim straight. Or both say, I want to take a cloud little this man. You have to know the Pesukim. Really. Parshas Bo, we just read it a short while ago. You have to know the Pesukim Klor. You also have to know a couple of Pesukim and Parshas Baal also. Talk about Pesach Sheni. So here, on both sides, this Fasem is kind of a Chiddush, which is the terminology is critical. Critical terminology. There are two kinds of mitzvahs for both sides. There are independent mitzvahs and dependent mitzvahs. Hold on. An independent mitzvah is one which has nothing to do with any other mitzvah. I can fulfill it all on its own. Not dependent upon any other mitzvah in the world. A dependent mitzvah is something which relates to a different mitzvah. It's a branch or something which is somehow in an addition to an additional mitzvah, some other mitzvah. Now, Torah tells us in Korban Pesach Sheni, a very famous pasuk, you have to be, how's the pasuk go? Ish ki yet tamei lanefesh, obedeh l'chogor, okay? Yeah? Pasuk Pesach. And it says, al matzos umerorim yochlu. Which literally translates mean he will eat this Korban Pesach together with matzah and maror. Now I ask you a question. On Pesach Sheni, what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni?
Eating it together.
Only Korban Pesach.
Not matzah?
No. Matzah and maror, which are required in Pesach Sheni, are not independent mitzvahs. They are what we call... They're what we call they are there to enhance the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The expression we should use, basically the Gemara, the Rishonim, is Hechshera de Pisva. What does a Hechsher mean? You ever heard of a Hechsher mitzvah? Something which makes something ready or better? Here too. It's something which enables the Korban Pesach to be fulfilled more properly. Al matzah sumorim yochlu hu. What do you mean yochlu hu? They should eat it. What does it refer to? Korban Pesach. The mitzvah eat Korban Pesach. But you have the Korban Pesach, you may want to have it with salt or with ketchup or with mustard. Well, you have to have it with matzah morim. We'll have shay with the pisah. As such, there's no independent mitzvah of matzah and morim. It's only what we call that shay with the pisah. And therefore, we can make the following argument. Look, Korban Pesach is nechal ala sova, as we said before. If the whole idea of matzah morim and pesach sheni is exclusively shay with the pisah, then stands to reason. Just as Korban Pesach is nechal ala sova when you're basically full, so too the matzah and morah which are linked to Korban Pesach and are there exclusively as a shared the pisah should also be eaten ala sova, and therefore we could argue that there's no halacha that you have to refrain from eating at that point in time just before the manachilas Korban Pesach sheni. Because Korban Pesach Sheni is Nechal Ala Sova, and the matzah and morah linked to it are also Nechal Ala Sova. You may ask, so why then, when it comes to our Mishnah, Arif Sof, Shalom Tamincha, Loyokhoda Matzah Teksha, presumably because of the matzah, but we just got to say that matzah is only a share of the Pischa. What's the answer on both sides? That's Pesach Sheni. But on Pesach Rishon, there's a separate mitzvah to eat matzah. Rashi and Chumash both are there, Rashi. We read it 10 days ago, we had a little plan of Chumash and Rashi. Hamalamas and Rashi there in Chumash. Va'erev tochlu matzos. It's a separate and independent mitzvah to eat matzah in the first night Pesach. This mitzvah is not derivative of Korban Pesach. It's not purely a share with the pisah. It's a separate and independent mitzvah. This separate and independent mitzvah requires that you eat it b'teyavo, and therefore our Mishnah tells us that Mitzvah Masalim Tamilcha Lo Yochel Ona Matzah Techshach, in order to guarantee that the person eats the matzah Pesach night, Pesach Rishon night, l'teyavo, but not Pesach Sheni, absolutely not. This explains Rabosai, Rashbam. The Rashbam said over here. Right. The Rashbam says over here let's read some more Gemara. Let's talk back on Saturday Testament Bay. Let's read it a little bit more Gemara. Again. My area Arve Psofim. I feel Arve Shabbosos we have told him Nami. That was the Svasemas is proof that Pesach Sheni is not the cloud. But it's not part of an Arab Yantar. Titanya. Lo yochel odam v'arve Shabbosos yomim tovim min amincho l'mala. Today she connects the Shabbos kshehu tava. She'd be hungry when he comes to Shabbos. Shivu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel v'holech ad shetechsha. You may eat until it gets dark. So now, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, even on a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you have to stop eating before Shabbos and Yontif come in. So why is Pesach singled out? Answer the Gemara, you're right. He agreed that you have to stop eating before dark. So that's a special chiddush of Erev Pesach, because Rabbi Yossi denies that in every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom. Zog Vashbam. I feel Rabbi Shabbos is nami. I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda, Kadesh, Yekiddush, Usura Shabbos, Chaviv Olam, the same Pisman. That's me, since we like the Kiddush and Usura Shabbos, Mishim Chiyu, with the Matzah, Grashbam, Shelo, Tehei Nechel, Asala Sova. Why? Because the Chiyu, with the Matzah, Lailo, Arishan, Chova, the Chsiv, says Hashbam, Bo Erev, Tochlu, Matzah. why did the Rashbam bother to quote the source from the Chumash of the Erev Tochlu Matzos? The answer is, Rabbi said, to bring home a point. If only the source Matzah der El Techshewa de Pisco, Matzah is something which is secondary to the Korban Pesach, which is therefore Nechal Ala Sova, the same as Korban Pesach, Nechal Ala Sova, and the Nevah Mishnah would have been said. It's only because there exists a separate and independent obligation derived from the Erev Tochlu Matzos, which requires Teyobah and not Sova. That's why the prohibition against eating an Erev Pesach in the afternoon exists, and it's recorded here in our mission. So far, so good. Yeah. Why not?
You just disagree and say Hamas Tumorah requires the same level of Matzos and Rorah. It references back to the Pesach Rishon.
Pesach Rishon says Matzos Hamorah.
We'll get to that later.
But Erev Tochlu Matzos is a separate and independent mitzvah.
It is conceivable to say that when it says Al Matzos Morah Yabuhu, is not to say that it's conceivable to say that Pesach Sheni has that same, at least Lagabe requiring it through Teyavon has the same halacha of Pesach Risha.
Why?
I mean, the whole thing in the Sfas is he's going through a whole office on why Al Matzos Morah Yabuhu should not mean that he requires the Teyavon like he required on Pesach Risha. Don't say the one, just say Pashtus. Pashtus is that you have to eat a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Rishon. The halachas, the mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Rishon should be the same.
Absolutely incorrect. On Pesach Rishon, it's an independent mitzvah.
Erev Tochlu Matzos. On Pesach Sheni. What's the source of that? The Sfas Emes.
No, Chas V'Shalom. The source of that is the Rashbam, which is based upon the Gemara, which Rashi quotes already in Chumash. The Erev Tochlu Matzos.
There's no way to say that the Erev Tochlu Matzos not
a
Pesach
Sheni. Of course. Not for anybody. No. They have to be. Be'er refers to the 14th, the 15th night of Nisan. There is no Be'er Tochlu Matzah in the year. Absolutely not. Definitely not. If there would be, we have to eat matzah today in the Pesach Sheni, which we don't do. That means it's not Be'er Tochlu Matzah. That means it's related to Korban Pesach. So far, Be'er Tochlu Matzah implies even there's no Korban Pesach. No, think about it for a minute. Okay, yes.
Let's say I was in jail or something. I couldn't eat my matzah for the Seder. So there's no chiyuv. Absolutely no chiyuv to eat matzah Pesach Sheni. That's Muslim. Muslim. No one argues. Right. 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 Right.
to explain how Tosfos can talk about Erev Pesach and Rishon and Sheni. Sofo is stuck. The ones who are going to repeat the kasha. Pesach Sheni is not the same as Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is all the whole chiyuv of matzahs derived from Korban Pesach and Nechal Alas Soba, which is much more lenient. Only Pesach Rishon is an independent chiyuv of Erev Tochel Matzah Dipeteyavon. That's where the problem comes up. That's the question. How can Tosfos even suggest that means Erev Pesach Rishon v'Sheni? Oh, the Terrence. Baruch Hashem, Al Bachamah to David Terrence. So that the Pshat is like this. Until now we were speaking about Beteyavon. So the Pashas Beteyavon, it does not apply to Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is never Allah Sova. Allah Sova seems to be a steer to Beteyavon. Pashas. However, that's what Rashi and Rashbam on our mission introduced the concept of Beteyavon in the mitzvah. Did you look carefully in the Gemara, that never says anything about that. We already saw the Gemara that Kuf Zayin of the Beis never said a word about Teyavon, never said Hidah Mitzvah. They, on the contrary, they introduced a concept called Achila Gasa. And what is an Achila Gasa? Rashi Tosfos jumps. Dilma Osil Mechel Achila Gasa Kuf Zayin of the Beis and Tosfos. And therefore, what does Tosfos say? The first two words. What is about Achila Gasa? How do you describe it? No. Ve'eino Achila. It's not considered an Achila at all. And they quote a couple of riots. Yom Kippur, it's Potter. And there's kashrus to this. Now there are two kind of achila gasa, Tosfos says. One is nafsho kotza milechol, v'alosa potam yom kippurim. That's achila gasa, which just can't stand it. Yuk. It's not called an achila at all. And then there's an achila gasa when he's not that hungry to eat, but he does enjoy it, he has tasted it. And Pesach, nechol ala sova, means it's mis'aveh lecho k'tzas. So there are three different levels. There's an achila gas when you're not, mamash not achila at all. You're potter Yom Kippur from that. There's an achila gas, which means, no, you really have some taste, but you really have very little cheshek to eat, because you've eaten so much already. And then it's ala sova, which means you still have a ta'ava to eat, a little bit. You know, you're ready, you have to measure it. And it's te'ova when you're still famished. So there are four levels. Te'ova, ala sova, achila gasa one, achila gasa two. Four kinds of eating. That's close to us, so four different types. Fine. Yeah.
Shagasari asked two questions.
Shagasari.
I mean, this is the last time two questions. He asked the question of Al Matsu's Gemara, but he also asked that the Gemara's question makes no sense. I'm supposed to deal with that.
Hold on. Sir Abelsar. Please. So now we're making the following suggestion. Enochinami. In Hilchos, 1 second. In Hilchos, Al Asova versus Teyavon. There's a big difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Because Pesach Sheni is only Korban Pesach and its derivatives or its associates. And there was Nechal HaTzovah, there's no Din of Teyavah. Pesach Rishon is a Din of Teyavah. He the mitzvah. So then we understand there's a tremendous distinction. But Tos is not going with that assumption. It's not found anywhere in Shas. Teyavah and he the mitzvah. That's a Terashi and Rashbam. Tos looks at Gemara Kipshuto. It's about an Achila Gassah. Well, guess what, Rabbi Osai? The same as Achila Gassah by Matzah is no Achila. Achila Gassah by Korban Pesach is also no Achila. So there's really no fundamental distinction between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Shein. If you're talking about Hilchos Teyavon, so then there's a distinction. One is Teyavon, one is Al HaSova. But if we're talking in terms of what? Achila Gassah. So Hilchos Achila Gassah, there's really no distinction at all between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Shein. We understand very well why Tosas and the first Tosas and the second Tosas in the Perek suggest that Pesach Sheni is Bichlal. So we can understand at least that distinction. That distinction. Fine? Rabosai. The Rashbam seems to hold not that way. Because the Rashbam took pains back at Tzadi Tess to tell us for Erev Tochlu Matzos. He's not talking about the Korban Pesach, the Gondinach, sharing the Pesach, he has his Poshim. The Rashbam is Lishitosa. Because the Rashbam learned the sugya via Mishum Teyavon, and Teyavon does not apply to Korban Pesach, as we just got through saying, because it's only Al HaSova. So the Rashbam was Shitos, so I had to explain the reason why there's a violation of the Eid and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because of the Erev of Lumatos, which would apply only to Pesach Rishon, not to Pesach Sheni, according to the Rashbam. So it would not apply to Pesach Sheni, for sure. Tos is raising the possibility of Pesach Sheni, because Tos was Shitos some. And we're not worried over here about Teyavon and Hidamit. So we're worried about even B'diyavon, Achila Gasa, which is the Pashas of the Gemara Kuf Zayin. So then, what's talking that kind of language of Achila Gasa, which is not called Achila even B'diyavon, and there's really no distinction between one and what, Rabbi Osai? Between Matzah and Pesach, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's your terrace, David. That's your terrace. It's a very good terrace. Oh, hold on. Not finished yet. Now, but I do have a problem, I think, which I haven't solved yet, which seems to be a plasira in the Rashbam. What? Yeah.
The second answer of Rashbam includes there. The second answer of Rashbam includes Zion. He says there is a problem of Korban Pesach of Achila Gasa. He says that there is even a problem of Matza. So then that should be reflected in the Rashbam.
Right.
He should say, Ba'er Pesach Matzot, with my Beit HaMikdash, you know, I'm
feeling out
to the Korban Pesach.
Okay. But I have a question. The Rashbam is, I mean, it's really a question, not so much as a theory, it's a question of the Gemara. So what is it? That's the question we asked half an hour ago in effect. What is it?
problem in our mission. If we worry about Teyobah, the Mitzvah is the Chaskila, or we worry about Achila Gatha, which is the problem even with the Yavet, what's Shas in our mission? What is it? The Gemara says Achila Gatha. And Rashbam, as well as Rashi, on our side of testing to say, because the Teyobah needs a Mitzvah. Because this Rashi and Rashbam are against the Bekarish and Gemara, and that's Kuzan, that's really boiled down to the question. About the prohibition of eating an Arab Pesach. I don't think so. Except for that one line of Tosafot, no one's reading about Pesach Sheni. We're talking about Pesach Rishon. Are we talking about Pesach Rishon? Is it a Chaskila? Oh, are we worried about Achila Gatha, which is probably even Midiyevet? What's Pshat Na Mishnah? What is it? The Gemara says Achila Gatha. And Rashbam, as well as Rashi on our side of testing, say, because the Teyobah needs a mitzvah. Because this Rashi and Shmarah against the Bekarish and Gemara and not Kuzan, it's really boiled down to the question. The Pashto. It's about the prohibition of eating an Arab Pesach. I don't think so. Except for that one line of Tosafot, no one's reading about Pesach Sheni. We're talking about Pesach Rishon. Avim Tzav is Pesach Rishon. Ruben had a question before, and I didn't hear it. The Rashash talks about it a little bit. I have to see the Rashash. Let's open to the Rashash. Please. The first Rashbam of the Parak. Page Lamed Gimel in this print. Says the Rashbam, Teyavah Mishum, what Hey Dalam Mem? Either Mitzvah. Tema, Shalom Pirish Ki Omer Le Gemara Le Kamana Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, Dilma Osir Le Mechal Achiz Le Mata Achila Gasa. Who Pirish Biyatma the Rashbam there? Veina Achila. In other words, if not for the Rashbam, we could have gotten away with the theory the following way. The Yol Amit the Pram of Teyavah. And Achila Gatha just means if you eat Achila Gatha, it's a lack of Teyavah. Like the other part of the Tosafot suggests, two different kinds. But Rashbam himself says in Achil Zayin that Achila Gatha lasts from Achila. In the Chassir and Rashbam, there he says Achila Gatha not called an Achila at all. And here he's talking about the reason for the Mishnah being in the Mishnah of Teyavah, the Chassir of Aluyah. Is our Mishnah worried about a B'diyevah case or a Chassir case? That's the Rashash's question. Says Rashash's spouse. Ulai de la Mai Shapirisham, de la Hochi Nokit Matza, as opposed to Pesach. De la Gabba, Havi, what's that word? Achila Gasa, Vahila Mueta. Vahila Gasa Kazu, Eina Ella Kamo Shalola Tayavo, Vyoteba, Wukhid Machalek Ravinatan. What's the Rashash answering? A very interesting answer. He says, really, Achila Gata means it's not that it's not an Achila at all. It's just like a Siddle Tayavo. But the Rashbam says two different things on the Kuv Zayin of a day. Let's look carefully. The Rashash takes a very deep part. After you saw the Rashash, I hope you look at it a few times. Let's turn, keep your hands in here and turn back to Kuv Zayin of a day. See what the Rashbam in fact said. A little bit complicated, but let's just hang in there. What did Rashash say in that Kuv Zayin of a day? Where do you use the expression of Ein Achila? The Rashbam himself says, it's Ein Achila. Rashbam, hold on. He says, Achila Gasa Mia Ein Achila, Uvekotchim Maziku. Right? It's not called an Achila. Hello. Lagabe lech and avi achila gasa v'achila moetes nokit matzah. The olam achila gasa not an achila at all, not in Pesach and not in matzah. The reason why it mentions matzah is why? No, why, Rabotai? Even a small amount makes it into an achila gata. What's the Rashash saying? The Rashash is saying that the Rashbam knows about two different kinds of an achila gata. One, an achila gata, which is not an achila at all. That the Rashbam knows about. And it's also a kind of an achila gata, which is an achila. Same as prayer, like Rabbeinu Tam, little brother, don't forget. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam is Rabbeinu Tam's brother. The Trey Gavne Achila Gata. There's two kinds of Achila Gata. Okay? What does that mean? Well, I understand it means as follows. The Kasha, the Rashbam was, the Valve, it's not called an Achila at all. So what did Rashbam answer? Rabosa. The Rashbam answered the Kasha, why mentioned the Korban Pesach? Why mention matzah even korban pesach with achila gata shlav shma achila? Answer the Rashbam, says the Gabbai lechem avi achila gata v'achila muetas nokat matzah. Says the Rashash, it's not the new achila gata. It's not the achila gata of old, which is lav shma achila. Oh no! But that's the Rashbam meant, he'd be contradicting himself back to the Mishnah Tzadi Tes, which was Vahidur Mitzvah. The Rashbam was implicit, and not explicit at all in the Rashbam. I would never have guessed it. Is that when the Rashbam changes gears from the Achila Gasa by Korban Pesach, which is Lashma Achila, and extended the mitzvah of Matzah, and when it comes to Matzah, it's an Achila Gasa with a small amount of previous eating, but he also means it's a downscale the severity of the Achila Gasa. We're not talking about here an Achila Gasa, which is Lashma Achila. So when an Achila Gasa, which is Shma Achila, but it's not considered it to be a Hidur. Now bring a Rayim is Svarah, or the Rashash didn't say this. Let's look at the Rashash again now, before I give you my Rayim is Svarah. Nu, back to the Rashash. Ve'ula, so the Maizah Tira Shom, the Lahaki Nogat Matzah, the Gaboa, the Achil Agasa, the Achil Aluet. That's the Rashbam's Paris, and that's the Zayin. The Achil Agasa, because who? Ein, Ela, Tavo, Shalom, the Tayova. The Yotzivo, who could have a Chalaka, and a Tam, but also Shom. In other words, the Rashbam is Kasha thought, Achila Gasa Lo Shema Achila. That's Rashbam is a Kasha. But the Rashbam is a Teres, what's a Teres? And the reason it mentions Matzah, why? Because Matzah is going to be Achila Gasa, Achila Nuetet. So what does this mean? The Rashbam does this mean to say, okay, we'll talk about Matzah, not talk about Teres. No, that goes more than that. What he meant to say was that Achila Gasa, when it comes to Matzah, Shema Achila, it's not a Teyoba. I'll bring you my Rabbi's Torah. I'll tell you what my Rabbi's Torah is about. If it talks about an Achila Gasa, it's called cut for the zone, I can't stand it, wants to throw it up. It's disgusting. In my opinion, there's no difference whether it's gourmet cuisine or a piece of matzo. It's no difference. As far as you reach the scotch, complete saturation point, you can't put anything in. I don't care if it's your favorite food, pizza or ice cream or whatever it may be, drank. Your favorite. There's no room. No room is no room. It's cut from the donor. I don't care how good it is. The only time I make a distinction between what I like and what I don't like is that's what comes to the nuance. It's really that pretty stuff. And I don't really have any big taste for food. Ah! The kidney, chocolate chip ice cream. Mwah! Suddenly I find room for it. There's always room for it for your favorite food. So that's only second, more nuanced type of Achila Gata. That's my right to what the Rashbam is saying over here. And Achinami is a kasha. The Rashbam said it's not Shema Achila at all. And that would be a contradiction to the Rashbam over here on that Tzadi Tes. But in the Teres, what's the Teres the Rashbam gives? That's just told by the case of Lechem, which reaches Achila Gata much earlier than meat. It's a different kind of an Achila Gata. That's an Achila Gata just lacks to say also. But it's not an Achila Gata, it's not Shema Achila. That's the Rashbam's Teres.
Holds
it to
the
Achila Gasa,
which would be the
Yemen
case, but
it's
the
Yemen. So if it's the Yemen,
it would
be considered an Achila.
And
there's no lacking tail. Right. So there's no Stira in the Rashbam? The answer is Stira. Yes.
Not saying that it's Achila Gasa, but it's equal to the level that we would normally call lack of tail. You're saying that lack of tail is, well,
Right. Either someone sells it two lines or that Achila got the last from Achila. That's only in the cut, but the Teretz is back in the house. Yes, that's it. That's presumably how they're spending them on Achila Zion also, right? Yes. The Tosis says that Achila Zion has two cuts of Achila got. One for cut to the Zohar. It's such it's so disgusting that it's very terrible. It's just like throwing it up. Terrible. That's not called Achila, and even though it could be a puppet. Interpretation of the fact that when it says in Atul Zayin Achila Gasa, what it really means is the lack of Teyava. The first kind of Achila Gasa, which Rabbeinu Tam calls, and we're somehow equating that with the lack of Teyava. However, I saw an interesting alternative approach to this whole issue in the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. I'm sort of as Chidushim on Arvin Tzav in the back of this tape for Chidushim on Shas. Make the following suggestion. It is Rashi and the Rashbam on the Mishnah who both say that the reason for the Mishnah is that he the Mitzvah the other, that's only in the Havamir. Only in the Havamir. I mean the Havamir. So the Erev Pesach and the Havamim is exactly the same as Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. And it goes according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says what? But Yochol Adam be'Erev Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Minchol Lamala, that she connects the Shabbos k'shehu tava. There is the Ferish. The Ferish k'shehu tava. So Rashi and the Rashbam claims that Ahilah is a Sefer, which is explaining Pshat on the Mishnah, according to the first one in the Gemara, which indicates that Pesach is left after Pesach. There's nothing between Pesach, there's nothing between Shabbat, there's the other, Shu Tava, that they treated as Te'ovon, and he's a Mitzvah. That's what Rashi and Rashbam say. But Enoch Inami, Lemaskona said Gemara, that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds no prohibition or restriction on Erev Shabbos, holds a special halach which limited to Erev Pesach, then even Rashi and Ashram would agree that the problem is Achila Gasa. I'm kind of sorry. Sure. I mean, after all, we had a bunch of fancy footwork that Achila Gasa means Teyavah, right? There's two different kinds, and the Pashup Shah, let's just be realistic, the Pashup Shah, there's two separate dinners. Teyavon on one end, and Achila Gas on the other. So how can Rashi and Rashbam say Teyavon when the Mishnah Gemara to the Pharisee of Achila Zion is Achila Gas? That's the Kasha. Because I'm so no, Rashi and Rashbam are right according to the Havim and on the outside test of the days. The Gemara thinks Achila Erev Pesach Erev Shabbos Nami, excuse me, Achila Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov Nami, Pesach is one example of Shavuot, Sukkot, Shabbos, other Shabbos. And the Gemara gives a reason, the Pharisee here in Adam, that she called it the Shabbos Shehutava. The Rashi Rasha are merely reflecting what the Gemara says. It should be B'Teyava. That's all. The Rashi Rasha are explaining what the Havavi that he said. In the Chinam, they'll agree at the Gemara's Maskana that Rabbi Yossi, who holds his nose in of Shabbos, going to hold a special than of Korban Pesach. And the Chinam, that'll be because of Achille Gassa. And the Chinam. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Now, if he's right, the pashtus we can answer the kasha of the Sfasemek. Sfasemek is the kasha before. What do you mean? How can you possibly say that Pesach Sheni is also up? To get to the Gemara. Who asked me? Avi, you asked me before, right? Someone asked me, are we going to come to that question? Somebody asked me before, I'm going to come to the question. I think it was Avi. I understood you correctly. What was the Gary Rabbit's question? Hakatol said, Pesach Pesach Sheni, the Gemara asked over here, my area, I'm in Sochim, I feel that I'm in Shabbos, I'm in Tovim Nami, and wait a minute, Pesach Sheni is not a Sha'erev Shabbos or an Ergon, for that reason, it's about seven of the times. Argue the Tosa. Tosa wasn't a fool, they knew the Gemara. We can possibly suggest the following terrace that I thought of, according to Chassam Sofer. Listen very carefully. According to the Havamina, as we should tell you about, right? Should tell you about, Ein Echinami Pesach Sheni would be Muslim. Ein Echinami, Taka Muslim. That's why Mar is a Kasha, Erev Pesach, I feel Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov Nami. That's all in the Havamina. But the Maskona, when the Maskona said that even according to Rabbi Yossi, who's Master Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, there's a separate Easter of Erev Pesach, Mishum Mata, then Enoch and Amin, that separate thing, which presumably the Machila Gasa, not because of Tayyavon, would apply even to Pesach Sheni. But you can't call Pesach Sheni on Achila Gasa either. So again, in the Havim, even the Gemara thought that the Pesach is no different than every Shabbos and every Yontif, then it's only a concern of what? Of the Tayyavon, and then Enoch and Amin, at that point in time, Pesach Sheni is going to be mutter, as evidence in the fact that the Gemara has to cast from Shabbos and Yontif doesn't answer Pesach, Kamash and Pesach Sheni, because anyone thinks only Teyavon, and Teyavon does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Why not? It's only Nechalatu, Alatova. I say, Master Rami Yochul. What's the answer? Hatach Sheir and Duat, the Pisca, no separate Mitzvah. That's all in the Habamim. And if an Habamim told you to agree in the Habamim that there's no easier Pesach Sheni, but the Maskon, when the world comes around and says we should matter, then we can argue it's a question of Achila Gata. Achila Gata applies to Pesach Sheni too. You should be tough time for that. Okay, let's repeat it again. What was the kasha? The kasha was, how can Tosa say that Pesach Sheni is a problem? Against the Beferish of Gemara. What Gemara? The first two lines of Shabbos. Gemara says in the first two lines of the parak, the why you saying Erev Pesach, I feel Erev Shabbos, you Erev Yontif Nami. And since Erev Pesach is included in the category of Erev Yontif, there's no need to say that to record our Mishnah at all. Leave it out. Cross out of the Mishnayos list. Says the Ger Rebbe, you mean to tell me that Erev Pesach Sheni is also an Isser? That's Shana on Mishnah. And Gemara Kasha is no Kasha. Because Erev Pesach Sheni is not a Shabbos or Yontif. You see, clearly that the first one of the Gemara leads to their thought that there's no prohibition of Pesach Sheni. So I'm answering the Chassam Sefer, Avadi, you're right. The Gemara and the Hanami and the Kash thought there's no Easter Pesach Sheni. Because Gemara originally thought the only Easter was Teyava, the Tava. She calls the Shabbos to do Tava. That does not apply to Korban Pesach Sheni at all. Why not? The Korban Pesach itself is Nechalad. Trust. Allah's over, not the Teyava. And I we have the Amatzer Morgul Chlu, that's all what we call that. What do you call it? Hechsher the Pisa. It's also a Lasova. But when the Gemara comes out of Maskona, it says what? Achilata. It says Achila Gata. Well, let me say Achila Gata. It says over here, especially Mishamata. That's a Maskona here, and that's a tiny text. And that fits in with the Gemara, not some Zion, for the reason why. Achila Gaza. Achila Gaza. Applies even to Korah, Pesach, Pesach, Shani. You can't eat Pesach, Achila Gaza. Lapsma Achila. The use of Batum Tam Vadas. Gevaldik. Mode. Now, therefore, what did that mean? Now, so you could have said it's nothing really different. This is his mode. And say, no, everything is different now. Chabtova says. Now it's what? Now it's achila gasa. No more tava teyava. Now it's achila gasa. Tameri. Now it's pesach sheni. It's mild tava. It ends the casting of tava. This is the area of his casting. I only have one problem left. Everything is glass. Only one problem left. Anybody? No, what's my problem? No, it's right, it stares you right in the face. It's right in the face. It's a rasmi, it's a rasmi, ready, ready. They even ready to put half of it. David asks, how do you know that the Gemara is Mishum Matzah, that it means because of Achila Gass and after the Tayyavah? So I told him, well, it's the Gemara not still dying. But I'm sorry, it never says to the Feirish. It doesn't say to the Feirish, so I can say, okay, it doesn't say to the Feirish. And that is test to rely on some dying. If I find you original, say the Feirish Fakir, who will say even in the Maskana, where the Mishum, yeah, you found it? Exactly. They don't even need that. Don't even need that. Stop. What are the first words in the Rashba? What are the first words in the Rashba? Shalom tei nechelat al asoba. He's not discussing Achila Gaza. What should the Rashba have said over here in this Rashba? It's not on the Mishnah anymore. The Rashba in the Mishnah, we should say, is going in the Havamina. It's not on the Mishnah. The Rashba in the Maskana said Gemara. What should the Rashba have said over here? Shalom tei nechelat al Achila Gaza. Instead, what did he say? Shalom, Tenechela Talasova. That's my problem with some cipher. Right here, Mishum. Remember the story, right? 5 months
to the
month. Mishum, Chiyuv, and the Master. That's where the Master is going to say Gemara. The Master is assuming now it's even going to Rabbi Yossi. So the Chassam Sefer said the Master is going to say Gemara, Rabbi Yossi. That's where the problem of Achila Gaza. As we see in Kuzayin. Yet the Rashbam insists on saying even here again, Shalom, Tenechela Talasova. He should have said, "We should chiyuv the matzah." Shalom tein echelas achil the gasa. Yes, that's true. That was the first shot we gave. And it's inami. You're right, Abi. You're 100% right. That was the first test that we gave ourselves. But now I'm trying to defend some sober approach. I think the approach is excellent, but I don't know what it's going to do with this Rashbam. Maybe I read the some sober rule. Get a hold of Kaddish. They have everything in the base measure. Kaddish Chassam Sofer. It's only has a few pages in the back on average stuff. Yeah, but that doesn't answer this Rashbam.
Okay.
Unless I read the Chassam Sofer wrong, I don't know how to answer this Kaddish. But now we're going to take our first dip into the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder. Until now we haven't said a word about Leil HaSeder. That was Erev Pesach. What we said until now was, you know, well, that's not true. We actually spoke a little bit about our Sova and about two halachas and matzah being halacha in an independent mitzvah and matzah being a share of the Pesach. We did mention a little bit. Now I'll go a little bit further. I asked you to look at a chance at a sefer called Mo'adim Uzmanim. Very nice sefer. Okay. I see. Yes. But this is Exhibit A. Mo'adim Uzmanim. beautiful sefer, a lot of sefer. It's Siman Reish Mem Aleph. He quotes the Avnei Nezer. I don't know where the, original is. I couldn't find it. I looked a little bit. It's a problem. It's a Valdeg of Shach. You're on both sides. We've been talking until now about the first Kazayim that you eat in Pesach night. You know, the first Kazayim, that's it. Kazayim is not good. We'll be discussing at great length how much of the Kazayim is. Is it quarter of a matzah, half a matzah, a whole matzah? Who knows what is more than a matzah? We'll look at it. Well, we'll see later. Of yourself. I heard the same thought from our salvation of one of the Rambam, based upon a Rambam. So the sieve is the same yourself in the prepared filters, and I believe the stifler, the simon about it in the Sefer of the Brachos as well. You thought of this problem. It's true that the sheer to be yoked to the mitzvah of Matan Erev Pesach on Pesach night is a Kazayim. However, these Gedolim all suggest a pair of us. Kazayim is a minimum. However, if a person needs to be more than a Kazayim, like I tell my kids, every bite of the mitzvah. I tell my Shabbos, every bite of the mitzvah. Every bite of matzah you have, and they all tell love, you fulfill an additional, not a mitzvah, chiyuvit. You can't say it's a chiyuv, the chiyuv is only time of Kazayim. What we call the mitzvah what? A kiyumit. It's a kiyumit mitzvah, every single kazayim that you eat. Since already you told us many gedolim that this is the chavah, the rabbis are dying in the lesson of the Rambam. The rabbis to live with the Rambam here, and it was Thomas Amat Apaya, which he says here year after year, is the dying in every word in the Rambam. Rambam's halach, when the Rambam praises the mitzvah of achilas matzah, Pesach night, use the following expression. Mitzvah Zaseh, Perek Vav, Anuchos Chomus, Matzah, Halacha, Aleph. Perek Vav, Halacha, Aleph, Anuchos Chomus, Matzah. Mitzvah Zaseh, Minat Torah, Lechol, Matzah, Beleil, Chamish, Osho, Shanem, Beb, Tov, Matzah. As Rambah, Umisha, Ochol, Kazayis, Yotzi Yilei Chobot. What should Ram should have said? Should have said, Mitzvahs are same in our Torah, Lechol Kazayis Matzah, but El Chamisha also. Somebody said, Mitzvahs are same in our Torah, Lechol Matzah, but El Chamisha also. And at the end of the look of fire wine, where they tell you, Misha Ochol Kazayis Yotzi Yilei Chobot. What's the implication of drama? Kazayis is the minimum. But the mitzvahs are same in the Torah. As much matzah as you eat, and whatever you eat matzah is considered a mitzvah. You have the desire to yoke to your kiyu. But if it's the key of a mitzvah, no matter how much more you eat and eat and eat, the more you eat, the greater mitzvah you have. That was his deed, Moshe Rambam. If I'm not mistaken, then it still makes it a general rule. In many mitzvahs, whenever you have a mitzvah which has a certain minimum, if you extend it, then that extension could be considered a mitzvah same in a Torah. Kiyumis. Not a chiyu, but if it's, you have a kiyum derived, if you extend it. The whole piece in this time wants to know what are the parameters this kind of is it. I don't apply all the time. When does it, when it does not apply, all the details.
What's another example?
That's a good question. What's another example that they quote?
That is also.
Yeah?
The
Niyarud and
Hallel
by Amir,
to those
questions.
Is there
a
supposed
to
say something like maybe those
in
it,
the Arkham, the Dice, the Arkham, the Nazareth? Yeah, so the Kafkin, the Kafkin in Stalin is not that way. And once you have it, you pick it up for 1 second to finish, no one is the Kafkin.
But
we can't
be
Dice
in what's happening with Hyman, we can't be Dice in the Kafkin, he doesn't know the Kafkin.
If
he's wrong,
you'll
make a
kid miss not
holding
up. Okay. Not new, that's what I'm holding. Yes. Sister?
Sister?
bring it at night, though. Right before 18 pairs.
18 pairs? You wear more than one pair, you mean? I don't want to give examples now. Let's leave it for the moment, and then we'll talk maybe to examples at a future date. But now, Rabbi, a new shot emerges by Abner Nezer, and I'll tell you. You know why you have to starve yourself out, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you know why? Not because of a Kazayas matzah. No. Kazayas, don't do it for a Kazayas. But we want to have much more than Kazayas. You want to eat more and more and more. I mean, whatever a stomach can take, you know, that's another problem. Cast iron stomach. But if you can theoretically eat more, but you're preventing from doing so, if you ate food on Erev Pesach, that would be inappropriate. Try to leave as much space so you can have more than just a discipline kazayas. That's a loop shot in the sugar completely, a whole new approach. Also to the Baal Avnei Nezer. That's a good question. See if it's a simple thing. In fact, also, maybe if you stop, you start an hour and a half later, it's too later. You can't consider that to be a one long continuum. As if you would not get Mitzvah Daraisa point. Could be, it's a question, I don't know. Remind me, bringing up some stifle on Baruch, and I'm mistaken, he goes to these little nuances. What's called a continuation, what's not called a continuation. My recollection. Rabbi Nehru says, shouldn't eat so much Erev Pesach. You should be hungry at Pesach night. The Yochal Matzah Tvei, the Kaye Mitzvah Tvei. And he calls it off in the Gemara, on both sides. Please turn to the Kuv Zayin and Mabeid one more time. Kuv Zayin and Mabeid. Rava drank wine the whole day Erev Pesach. I don't know what kind of a constitution he has. Ki hechi the nigrere lelibe to whet his appetite. The nechel matzah tfei liurta. He should be able to eat more matzah Pesach night. What kind of more matzah? Because I enough. He went out of his way to drink wine and more wine to whet his appetite to have more and more and more matzah Pesach night. Who needs more matzah? Because that is enough. Says Reb Steinberg here in Moazim was Marim. I'm not sure if it's all part of the course of another age or not. I can't tell. Hareisha mitzvah lechol matzah tzvei v'lel Pesach. And therefore you shouldn't eat an Erev Pesach because you should be able to eat more. With this, he wants to bend for Rashi and Rashbam and our Mishnah. Be'ina shiyoko l'tayom and dafko. You have to have a lot.
That's
the Hidabit, so have more. Very good. That's apparently that's what Abner Nezer said. So Rav Sternbach says he doesn't like this too much. You want to look it up at the end of page Kuf. He says, you know, to eat a lot of matzah, that's not called a Hidabit, though. That's called what he called a chibuv mitzvah. A different word.
It's
not called a hidur. It's called a chibuv. Sherot the litzko tzveve mitzvahs. And Rashi and Rashbam learn hidur mitzvah. Not so good. And he calls the Rambam. 1 minute.
Rashi and Rashbam morning are one
tonight. Hold on. Patience. And he quotes the Rambam that I asked you to look at. You got that far? Very good. Look what he says. He says as follows. V'chachomim or rishonim hayu mar'ivin atzman erev Pesach k'dei lechol matzah b'tava t'yu mitzvot chavivos olav. Not hidur mitzvah we call chibuv mitzvah. He says, although the Abner Nezer side is very sharp, he doesn't think it's trapped in Rashi, because Rashi doesn't use the word Hebrew, he uses the word Hidur. Moreover, I think you're right. Rashi says like Kazayas mitzvah. Rashi uses an expression. What's Rashi's expression over here? No? Kazayas matzah l'tayoma doesn't talk about eating a tremendous amount of matzah.
of matzah. So although the Adon Ezra's pshat is very sharp, I think it is sharp, but I don't think it's pshat within Rashi. I don't think so. It's a ha'ara. I'll call upon him. Leave out the Rashbam, it could be an independent pshat.
Rashi says,
what's matzah shel mitzvah? Matzah shel mitzvah
pashrei
the first kazayis. That's right.
Why is that good?
It's not good. You can say it's an independent interpretation.
And what word is Gemara in Kinesa? Rashi and Rashbam, they're trying to put the word Teyavo on Tati
Tati Shabbat.
Right.
You're
not
going to
have that.
Hold on.
Where's the story?
I don't know. Oh, listen. Now, Rabotai. The Mo'adim was Manim, this beautiful piece here in Simon Rejimala, the following Ha'orah. He doesn't see, I mean, it's a Litvish Akasha. No problem with Akasha. He doesn't see what's the big deal. Why should a person try to see to it that he has his kezayis matzah when he's hungry and he can therefore enjoy it more? Since when is that called the hidden mitzvah? Since when is it a hidden mitzvah to have greater physical pleasure and enjoyment from eating the kezayis matzah? He says, I think of ours, but perish. Dapsadi says to Mazayin. A person shouldn't eat an Erev Pesach, an Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontif. Why? They should come into Shabbos and Yontif, Shul Tava. Right? And often the Gemara is considered eating a mitzvah. No, it's more than a mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. What? What do we call the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos? What do we have a word for it? Oneg Shabbos. Obviously, the greater oneg you have, the greater mitzvah it is. So consider that eating a mitzvah, that's more oneg. And if more oneg, if you stop, Shalom, yeah. But a havoc, a zayas matzah, that's a litvish mitzvah. I'm using that expression only as a, you know what I'm saying about that? It's a dry mitzvah, you know. You have another kazayas matzah. The Brits have to burn their matzah to make sure it wasn't in their stuff. The Brits have to burn matzah. Burn. Not much burn. In order to make sure it wasn't coming. It was very dry, very... I tell you a matzah of Moshe Soloveitchik once? Did I tell you that story? But Moshe Soloveitchik, the Baron of the Rocha, was once... here in Washington Heights, Rosh Hashanah, there was a very big tzad that used to blow the shofar. Rabban Soloveitchik, the bankers told me the story last year, he told me the name of the person, the whole history of the person, that I forgot. But the story, I remember, I had heard it before, and Rabban Shalita confirmed the story. He'd go to the mikveh before the Tkiah Shofar, and he came to the Tkiah Shofar, he started crying, and pouring out his heart to the Rabban Shalom before the Tkiah. Which is, you know, where I come from, the Valdik, Meredith. But then after a while, it was taking too long, and Rabbi Shalom Etzik, I was getting a little patient, and he went over to the guy and said, listen, my dear friend, tell me, when you eat a kazayas of matzah taste of night, do you also cry so much before you do this? Rabbi Shalom trying to say, look, kazayas matzah is a mitzvah, and Shabbat is a mitzvah, what's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is that in Shofar and Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, it's simply based on Pesuchim Lefanav, the Mechaim Pesuchim Lefanav, and in Matzah, Pesach night is a happy time, not a time of Yom HaDin. But Rav Moshe Soloveitchik comes from the Litvish approach. You know? That's just the way it is. Even if you'll argue on the Moshel, the Moshel being Shofar, but the Nimshel, I don't know which one to do it. But the case of Kazayas Matzah, everyone agrees, it's a fairly dry, quote unquote, dry mitzvah. You have to do it, you have to fulfill it, and finish. So therefore, why must it be B'Teyava? What's the big deal of having it being hungry? Oh, I'm hungry. It's going to be an extra heat of mitzvah in my Kazayas Matzah. Why? That's the Litvish Kasher of Sternberg. He doesn't see why it should be a big heat of mitzvah. It's got to be started when it comes to the Kazayas Matzah. Yes. Where?
Kiddush is Surat Shabbos Chavavot. You right? Okay. Good hora. Okay. Anyway, that's his kash. He could have answered that. So Rav Starnberg is in the following answer. He says, look, please, when you're hungry and you eat, that's called in your mind an achila chashuva, an important eating. And it's a hidus to have it, because I asked Master what he calls an achila chashuva. That's his terror. I get the impression he likes the kasha better than the terror. And the same of ours, it was bad. When it comes to oneg, even when it comes to oneg, te'avon is not a ma'ake. I want to explain that to you. If you're so stuffed that it hurts to eat, you're supposed to say, if you have to eat a tremendous meal, that happens, okay, time to shell the sugar. So, you can't get any. But there are more things, Shabbos, the oneg nitnu below the tzar. At the mitzvah shell, the three meals are given to oneg, that's half tzar. But there could be an in-between point. You don't have any tzar, but you're not that hungry because you ate a significant amount earlier. That's why, for example, we'll see later in the Gemara, of course, the Gemara says if a person already began, take a look over here just for a minute. If a person began eating, here, Rav Matzah Tanya, Mafsiki, here, put it on the page. Mafsiki in the Shabbosos to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Omei, Ein Mafsiki. Omei, Ein Mafsiki. So Ein Mafsiki means that once you already began eating, you may continue to eat. So now let's go slowly. If Oneg Shabbos, you have to have as much, very great amount of Oneg, you should stop in the middle. Why do you allow him to continue eating? So you get the impression from this Gemara, Nav Kuf, that, you know, you're supposed to have as much pleasure as possible, but you shouldn't really eat at that time. But once you began eating, no. So you didn't stop him from eating. As a matter of fact, he points out, Rav Sternbach in the same piece, that the Rambam says that it's Kvod HaShabbos. Perek Lamed Halacha Dalet, Halacha Shabbos. Ava Pish came Kvod HaShabbos, Sheyimna Odom, as Min HaMincho L'Malav, Min Kvod HaSuda, and she connects the Shabbos, Shum It's Ava Lecho. What's the famous Vilna Goyim, the very important grub, in Tavkuf Koptet. What is Goyim makes a distinction between Kovid Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, and Kovid Yotzev and Oneg Yotzev. Let's get what it is. Kovid Rabosai is what you prepare on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yotzev. Oneg is the pleasure you have on Shabbos and on Yotzev. Very important, let's review that. Kovid Shabbos is you take a shower. That's Kovid Shabbos. Take a shave, that's Kovid Shabbos. Get dressed, Kovid to your property, that's Kovid Shabbos. You cook the challah, that's Kovid Shabbos. What's Oneg Shabbos? You eat the challah, that's Shabbos. Eat your meal, that's called Oneg Shabbos. Tough, cool. Friday afternoon, before Shabbos, shows your maksim Shabbos. You think Shabbos is significant, it's important. And therefore, it's considered Kovod Shabbos. Even though you could have all the Shabbos, even if you did eat something on Friday afternoon. But Kovod Shabbos is a proper preparation. Awesome. I would.